This is Bud.
And I got some milk for him, too.
Is Bud a Joey? Yeah, I've got my own milk. Just kidding.
Oops.
Little lactation humor.
Here we go, Bud.
He likes that, doesn't he? How old is Bud?
He's 12 months old, and he's just about ready to come off his milk.
He's 12 months old.
How long do they stay in the pouch?
Yeah, he's you know what, right now he'd be coming out. He's like, he's just ready to go out right now. Just starting to come off mama's milk, come out of the pouch and be independent.
Now, you find a lot of these orphaned kangaroos in Australia,
yeah,
don't
mate,
you?
My mum was a maternity nurse who turned her hand to raising Joey kangaroos.
Really?
So all my life I've been surrounded by them. You know, there wouldn't be a night goes by where I didn't have to do this, you know. There'd be 12 chairs set up. We'd have at least 12 Joeys running around, whether they be koalas
or kangaroos. You call them Joeys?
Joeys are baby
Joeys,
kangaroos.
Yeah, this is a Joey.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
And that means he's a male of baby?
No.
Just a baby.
Male or female with marsupials. They're, you know, your pouched animals, koalas, kangaroos, wombats. They're Joeys.
Yeah, good.
Hey.
Like a cub.
I got it.
Just following the bouncing ball.
You want me to let him out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you let him out?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Why don't you pull his bottle out? He's got to watch out, his feet don't get hurt. He's got a lot of feet. We call them skis. They're like little skis.
So he doesn't have a mother then? He's been orphaned,
mate, right? Yep.
Oh, wow. Reach.
Is he having trouble standing?
Oh. Hey, Bud, here's your milk here, sweetheart.
Here's your milk, baby.
Isn't he darling?
He's really sweet. He's gorgeous, Steve.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
What a little riffer.
You've been practicing, Kelly.
I like speaking Steve Irwin. Yeah. It's fun.
And, mate, he's a male, so he gets up. He'll stand about 8 feet tall, and they're famous for their boxing.
He'll be lethal when he's an adult, right?
Absolutely,
if you were to approach him in the wild.
Yeah, yeah. Their arms just get massive, and their claws are as long as my fingers.
So, Steve, he never uses his forearms?
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah, I've got a couple of big scratches on my arms.
As a matter of fact, if you look at Steve Irwin's body, his entire body is a roadmap of scratches and bite marks.
These are like, we got tiger cubs at the moment. They like to chew on my legs.
Those are from Terry. Come on.
She's a bit of a tiger, you know.
Yeah. So show us, we've got some photographs of you. How's life down on
Earth
with the kids?
Let me hold them, Steve, and you can talk about it.
Let's see. There's my girl, Bindi.
Yeah,
that's
me and Bindi on our—that's Sabu, our elephant. We got three elephant girls,
this
and she
is
loves
your,
the elephants.
In your farm down there?
Yeah, that's at the zoo, Australia Zoo.
Here's
our tiger cubs, and they chew on your legs. In fact, little Bob, he couldn't come today. He's overfeeding the tigers right now.
How many tigers you got?
Six.
They must be the only tigers in Australia outside of the zoo, right?
Yeah. There's very few tigers there. Here he is, my boy. This is baby Bob with his favourite snake.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Her name's Susan.
Wow.
Yeah.
The kids must have the best time there. It must be a dream come true for them.
Oh, absolutely. This one was for Michael.